Hey everybody, welcome back to my podcast. I'm MSRoxy9, and welcome back to my thoughts. Today we are doing Pretty Little Liars. I honestly can't remember if I did episode 10 or not, because I had a lot to talk about. So, I just want to go, I watched like 14 episodes in the past 24 hours, so I just want to go off what Wikipedia says and what I remember from the episode. Excuse me. Okay, so episode 10. Keep your friends close. So when new evidence leads to the FBI to believe that Toby killed Allison, he tries to tell Emily his side of the story, yet she writes him out to her friends. I did talk about that. Anyway, Spencer tries to mend fences with her sister, Melissa, just as her ex-boyfriend Ian returns. Weirdo. Emily's dad comes back from his deployment, and his mother will send a picture of Emily and Maya kissing. Aria begins to develop feelings for Noel, which complicates her relationship with Ezra even more until Ezra admits his feelings for her and they kiss, with Hannah watching as she keeps posts to find out who A is. Ashley's financial problems are bringing with her to the brink. Meanwhile, so the girls go glamping for Mona's birthday in hopes of closing in on A, but when A's identity is revealed to Hannah, A runs her over with a car before she gets a chance to tell the others. You have A ending, A lives at the Viv Allison in the Kissing Rock, and is revealed Ian Thomas was with her. What is with this show and older boys kissing girls? You're in your 20s and you're making out with 15-year-olds. Like, stop it. Just stop it. Damn. Anyway. This was a really good episode besides that point, and I gave that an A+ because I forgot how insane the show is. I'm fully invested in the show again, like fully invested. The first three episodes, I was like, absolutely not. But after the fourth episode, I was like, okay, I'm back in it. It's fine. It's great. I really like this episode, and I don't know who the stunt double was for Ashley, I mean for Hannah, when she got hit with the car and stuff, but I really like the hair. I don't know why, but I really like the long blonde hair on Hannah for that episode. I don't understand, but yeah, really liked it. It reminded me a lot of Britney Spears. It did though. It really did. Anyway, I really, really enjoyed that for some reason. I don't know why. I guess I like hairography, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, I like long hair. Anyway, it was a really good episode. So basically in this episode, Hannah's given, has been very cold to Mona, and they've been like BFFs, since the girls split up when Arya went away to Iceland and stuff, and the whole Allie thing happened. So, she uninvited Hannah to her birthday, and then, she decides to go anyway to spy on A, because A sent a text, I was just like, come find me, bitches, this is a scavenger hunt type deal. Then they see on a tree that said Allison and Ian, you know, with hearts in it, you know, this would be like forever. And so Hannah's like, well, I just want to spy on everyone then and try to figure out who A is. And they're like, bet, that's great. And so then Ezra meets with Arya there and they kiss. And then Noel Khan sees them and writes, I see you on it. And Hannah thought that was A. And that's what she tells them in the following episode, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. And, their hair, when they went, got their hair done, was like, it's from the 80s. About, like, whoever did Melissa's hair for the homecoming episode, very 80s as well, and also that's insane, but okay. I couldn't stop laughing at that, to be honest with y'all. Anyway, let's see. And actually, so Ian had a thing with Spencer as well as Melissa, and Ian broke up with Melissa. And so anyway, Ian comes back to town and Spencer sets them up. Again, I don't know if I'm jumping ahead or not, but anyway, it's fine. I just like, you gotta be joking. So, the Emily's dad, and that was very heartwarming to see. And but that mom's going is has some issues about that pictures, which I think we'll get into in a little bit. But anyway, really good episode. Really enjoyed it. So we go to moments later in episode 11. So Hannah's now at the hospital, remembers who A is. She tells her the girls it's no con because she saw him write, "I see you on the back of Ezra's car while Arya and Ezra were kissing." But the girls are starting to question if the person who killed Allison and A are two different people. Meanwhile, Melissa and Ian elope. Also, Lucas admits his feelings for Hannah, but is both angry and heartbroken when she tells him she only likes him as a friend, and tells her that she deserves a better boyfriend than Sean. The girls found out that A wrote on Hannah's leg cast while she was, sorry for losing my temper, my bad. So, which could have been anyone who entered Hannah's room while she was asleep. Also, Emily finally has had enough courage to come out to her parents, and her father accepts it because she is his daughter and he loves her, but her mother has a much harder time accepting it. Then you have A ending where A burns part of the tree that has been the carving Allison and Ian's name on it. So basically, they try to go find the tree and, you know, take photographic evidence of it, but it got chopped. It got not chopped down, but like it got sawed down or whatever. Anyway, they used a chainsaw to bring it down. Anyway, that's what happened. And also, Hannah had a also, I can't remember if it was in this episode or not, but it's fine. Lucas gives Hannah a kiss on the forehead, and also when she was like on pain medication, because of, you know, her broken leg, she sees Allison checking on her as a candy striper, and basically says like, "Oh, da 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 happened. A's been working on my nerves. That bitch needs to go down." And she said, "I need to go handle that." And so they made it sound like she was actually still alive. And so we don't know if that's just Hannah just being whacked out on medicine or if that actually happened. So anyway, we go into the next episode, which is episode 12, where Salt meets Wound. So Hannah mends in a wheelchair upon her release from the hospital, and Mona throws a surprise party for her, which Hannah was not part of liking at all. At the end of the party, Ashley and Hannah realize someone has stolen the bank loan in the lasagna box. Meanwhile, Arya is struggling to tell Ezra that Noel knows about their relationship. Spencer's romance with Alex hits a snag when Emily invites Maya to dinner with her family. Surprises haunt the liars as A continues the game. It also revealed that Lucas destroyed Allison's memorial and Jenna was the one who told the police where Toby was. So, basically, I'm going to back it up a little bit. So, Ashley is having financial issues, which I meant to, cover earlier. She basically has no money because they've been spending a lot of money on random ass shit, which they don't need to be spending. Sorry if you hear my computer taking off in the background. So, basically, she steals money from this Potter, who's this old lady that comes in every single year to use the safety deposit box. I just want to shut down this computer because I can't. Anyway, so she literally comes in with a whole thing of money because her sister passed away and left her like a shit ton of money. And so she literally just takes the money because Miss Potter left her key there. And so, she pays off a bunch of her mortgage, and so because they're like days from foreclosure and stuff like that. So Hannah starts selling stuff, and her mom's like, "Don't do that. I'm good." And that was beforehand. So now she finds out after the party that someone stole the money from the lasagna box. So Hannah feels really bad about that. And also she felt bad at the hospital. She's like, "Mom, I can get like a private room. It's fine." I mean, like not a private room, like a public room. She said, no, you're fine. Everything's taken care of. Like I have a special loan, da, da, da. And then Hannah finds out about the money. She's like, "Mother, what?" So anyway, This was also a really good episode, and no one likes Null now, like at all. And so now we go to episode 13. By the way, let's see, the episode 11, I gave like a A minus. Salt Meets Wound, also B plus. So for 13, Know Your Frenemies. Oh, and episode 10 was A plus. I loved that one. Anyway, Know Your Enemies, episode 13. A makes Hannah eat cupcakes, making her think about being bulimic again, because in flashbacks, Allison taught her how to throw up, which was also very bad. Then A saves Arya and Ezra's late relationship by putting test answers in Noel Khan's locker so he gets suspended, because Ezra was going to quit. Then we cut to where Emily's mom finds drugs in Maya's bag at the Marie's beds to Maya's parents, thus sending her to juvie. And that was a raw ass moment, to be honest with you, because Emily says, "I'm embarrassed to be your daughter," to her mother. Her mother's not handling this like at all. Like, both her parents are not handling this at all, really. The dad's more open to it. He still doesn't like it, but he still loves his daughter. And then the mom just kind of goes a little bit ballistic, and she's like sick about it and feels like she's just not about it. Then we cut to where Spencer unravels the alley murder, thinking Anna's the killer. She also finds out that her sister Melissa is trying to get pregnant. In the end, a video of Allie and Ian is shown, and the camera falls, leaving the watchers to hear someone choking someone. A body is thrown to the ground. Allie's hand appears in front of the screen, and her name bracelet brings the girls to think that Ian killed Allie. And that was the end of the episode. So, yeah, that's self-explanatory. Not really a lot else happened in that episode. I was kind of glad Noel Khan got suspended. He was starting to annoy me anyway, so I gave this one like a solid like B. So in episode 14, careful what you wish for. As the school gets ready for the dance-a-thon, Arya, Emily, Hannah, and Spencer have a lot more on their minds than raising money for the school trip to Washington, D.C. Hannah and her mother are having a financial crisis, but when A leaves her an offer that would potentially break Lucas's heart to get her out of money troubles, will she be able to refuse? She does not refuse and actually does that. Emily can only think of Maya as desperate to speak to her, so much so that she enlists the help of Caleb, the new bad boy in school. And as an important piece of property goes missing, Spencer finds being in close quarters with her new brother-in-law, Ian, more difficult than ever. Meanwhile, Arya's former babysitter, Simone, comes back in town for a surprise visit, but what should be a happy reunion quickly becomes a nightmare for Arya when Simone gets her sights on Ezra. Then you have the A ending, where A receives their black jacket and gloves from Ella Montgomery at the dance-a-thon. So, with this episode, first of all, I forgot to say in the last episode where Hannah was eating all these cupcakes, she got $600 for that when she went to the bathroom. And, people were like making fun of her because like the cupcakes had pigs on it, and so like three jocks were like being like very nasty towards her. So Arya comes along and breaks that up. And then for the dance-a-thon, Hannah and Sean get into argument because she wants to dance with Lucas. One, because she actually kind of did want to dance with him a little bit. But A is like, "Hey, I'm gonna give you like a shit ton of money like if you dance with him." So she does. So, also, oh yeah, I already mentioned she stole some stuff else in early episodes. But anyway, whatever. So anyway, she does it, and she's not happy about it. And then, let's see. Emily is having a difficult time because she tries to talk to Maya, and they kind of have like a fizzling out. So, and then, like, I don't understand the whole Simone thing at all with Arya, because, like, they seem like they have, like, a good relationship, but, like, she's very guarded with Ezra in terms of, like, not letting other girls, like, talk to him. And I was like, damn, okay, but, like, if you're playing your part, you need, like, let that happen. Like, you gotta get the illusion to like you can trust him. Let him go on like a couple of quote unquote dates and then it just not work out. You know, like trust him, I guess. But she doesn't like that. She's like, nope, not doing that. So anyway, it was a really good episode. I gave this like a B plus, to be honest with you. Sound like the best episode ever, but I was like, okay. But I like how like Ace like kind of like out in the open. It's like, here's your black hoodie and your black gloves. Like, and Ella's like, okay, that's not weird. Okay. But anyway, and also they try to break into Spencer tries to break into Ian's office because her computer went missing and she can't find it. Ian's like, well, have you looked around? Like, you can check, like, did you leave it at in the barn? Like, where do you think it is? And stuff like that. Like, he was looked like he was genuinely trying to help, but that didn't happen. So anyway. But Caleb like kind of stood guard for her for like a little bit, and but the keys weren't working, so she just put it back. And they took it from the jacket at the coat rack. So anyway. Let's see. So that's pretty much it for the episode. So let's jump to episode 15. If you first you succeed, lie, lie again. Oh, at first, if you don't succeed, I'm sorry, lie, lie again. The girls try to resume a sense of normalcy in their lives, but even the simple tasks of dating and extracurricular activities meet the strife. Meets with the strife. Emily must deal with a jealous teammate, Lindsay Shaw, who is threatened by Emily's return to the pool. Which I didn't know she even took a break from the pool, but okay. As Arya and Ezra plan their first date out in the open, and Hannah is still stuck playing A's game, but the next hurdle might just have complications for another liar. So basically, she's like, hey, so A's like, hey, I'm gonna give you like a shit ton of money if you literally give a ticket to Mrs. Montgomery and she goes to the same art exhibit thingy in Philadelphia as Ezra and Arya. And she's like, bet I want to do that. And so she does it, but then she feels guilty about it. And then the mom got stuck because she vented to Caleb about it and he tipped the kill switch for the car. So she got stuck, but her dad gives her a ride, like her husband gives her a ride. And so they make on the car. They never actually go to the museum, apparently, allegedly. I'm still very fuzzy on that. Because it made it seem like they were going to because they showed up. But I don't know if they actually went. So anyway, there's that. Then we cut to with A pulling the strings and making matters worse. Will the girls be able to weather the storm? Da da da. Like, no one cares about that. Meanwhile, Spencer turns to Allie's brother Jason for information about the night they believe Allison died, only to face part of her unpleasant past with Allie. So Jason doesn't takes the picture, and so basically she's got sent a picture, so she prints it off and gives it to her brother, Jason. Jason's like, I don't really remember that night. I was stoned out of my mind. My bad. And it's like, I'll hand it over to the private eye. Excuse me. I do not like Lindsay Shaw's character. I did not like Paige in this book. In this lore, I just said this book. In this string of episodes, like she tries to drown her because she gets jealous AF because Emily came to play and like be really, really good. And Paige is really jealous of her in more ways than one. We'll get into that later. But I'm just like, girl, calm the hell down. It's not everything, but also like it's very typical of like someone that's trying to prove themselves like way too much. And Emily's like, just calm down, doing this for fun. Like, I'm trying to keep my mind off of stuff. And anyway, I gave this episode another B plus. Anyway, so that was that episode. I thought it was really good, and it was kind of cool seeing Ezra and Arya like on a like actual date, like outside the town and stuff like that. They went to Philly and stuff like that. So I was like, good for them. So anyway. Episode 16. It's in French. I'm not gonna bother saying that because I can't do that. So a crucial swim meet for Rorschachs is setting for is it is the setting for Arya, Emily, and Hannah Spencer to experience a lot of turmoil. Okay. Emily and Paige go for round two, but they're pitted against each other to compete for the anchor leg of the big race. Then Kayla calls in a favor with a guilty Hannah as she tries to deter Arya from asking too many questions about Ella's ticket to the museum opening. Meanwhile, Spencer takes the task of tutoring Toby and French to get some answers. They have A, listening to a French tutorial while arranging different objects. We don't know what they are. So I love this short ass thing for episode 16. It's so great. So Spencer is starting to have a honestly, she doesn't think Toby did it anymore, so she's warming up to the idea of him being like an actual decent human being. And so she wants to go help with tutoring and so she get dirt from Jenna. So that's why she's trying to tutor him. And Toby doesn't like Jenna either because she forced himself on her. No. She forced him. She took advantage of him. That's what I'm trying to say. She took advantage of him, but she made it seem like it was the other way around. And if he said anything, that's what she would say. So she a bitch. And so that's my personal opinion, which I think is fact. And let's see. Oh, by the way, I have to say for the last episode, the whole Ella and Mr. Montgomery whole thing with the car was hysterical. I love that. I actually wanted to record that put on TikTok, but I didn't. But that was funny as hell. I really like that. Also, when Emily was drunk for homecoming or whatever, and she was trying to open the door, she said, "How do I open this damn door?" That was also very funny. Anyway, sorry about that. I just remember that. It was really funny. So, but you notice when Spencer is helping Toby with his French, it's very flirty and you kind of get that vibe. And I was like, I ship them. Then we cut to Emily and Paige. Paige just showed up at Emily's door in the rain and kissed her. And so then she had an accident on the way home in the rain. And so Emily turned out to be the anchor and they won the meet. So, but Emily, it was, I mean, not Emily, Paige was trying so damn hard to be captain. She was giving off little presents and crap and trying to bribe her way and trying to be like the coach. But the coach was like, you need to shut up and let me do my job. Okay? Let me do my job. And so, yeah. And she's like, did you tell me? Did you tell me? Was I good? Was I the best? Like, what's going on? And so, I was like, Paige, you need to take a Xanax or something, because, like, chill the F down. Like, no one, no. Just no. So, literally, that's what happened for that episode. Honestly, this was, like, a C episode. I was just like, ugh, it's fine. And, like, then, like, why do we care about the swimming now? Like, y'all didn't give a shit at all, like, the first part of this entire series, and I was like, oh, we're all about swimming now. Like, did y'all just get like greenlit to actually use a pool or something for that school or something? Anyway, episode 17, the new normal. So Arya's dad has a parent-teacher interview with Ezra, and he is a jealous man. I was like, sir, you're the one that cheated. Get over yourself, you idiot. Because Ezra invited Ella to go to this thing, but it's also half of the faculty, and Mr. Montgomery didn't know that. And I was like, get over yourself. So he later changes his mind, foreshadowing, whatever. It's in the next couple episodes. So he's like a jealous person because, like, you know, like he's starting to get back with his wife and da 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 da. Anyway. Meanwhile, Toby and Spencer start to get closer, and they do. Spencer and the girls realize what the note means. Hannah's mom gets in trouble with Miss Potter's alleged nephew and tries to access Miss Potter's safety deposit. So, what had happened was Mrs. Potter died. And so, we don't know if A did that because in like the our A places flowers on the top of Miss Esther Marie's Potter's grave. So, and that's the ending. So we don't know if like he, if A actually offed Mrs. Potter or not. But anyway, the nephew was like, I was told my aunt was rich as hell. I don't know why I'm talking Southern accent. The guy's from wherever. So Caleb does like some digging and tells him that yeah, that's not true. There's no nephew there. He died several years ago. So anyway, the dude was disappointed. Whoever the nephew is, he's like, I'm just surprised there wasn't a lot of money there. And so Ashley fires back. It's like, do you want to call the bank where you bank and see like, and you know how it works? Like, you have a master key, then you have the customer's key, and that's the only way you can open it. So yeah, he's like, oh, okay, I just like you just hear things, but I guess it was just a rumor. So anyway, then we cut to where Paige's father shows up at the school and makes a huge scene in the school cafeteria, demanding to answer why Emily is the swim team captain, not his daughter. In which area? Wow, which Ezra diffuses and tells like, you aren't in a cafeteria. You need to talk with the principal. Or the coach, not in a cafeteria with kids. Like, that's not great. And he's like, well, yeah. And so basically, it's a freaking Richard. Like, it's a male Karen. So, what's my child know to do? Like, get over yourself. Like, sorry. So, because he thinks like Emily's getting special treatment because she's gay. And so later, when Emily's in the car, Paige just shows, oh my gosh, shows up and kisses her. Then she quickly leaves and says, don't tell. Again, I don't like Paige. I really don't. Oh, and also, Caleb is staying at Hannah's house because he has a foster family, and the foster family does not give a shit about him at all. So, Hannah felt bad and said, like, why don't you just stay at my house and stay in the basement and doesn't tell her mother? Okay, Hannah. But anyway, that was the episode. I gave this one, honestly, I give it like another B plus. So let's go on to the next one, which is episode 18, called The Bad Seed. So the girls are casting the school's play together, which I don't think they didn't do the damn play, which was so damn stupid. So when they finish rehearsing, they find a trophy with blood on it, make them think it's Alice's blood. So they turn it into the cops, and the cops get very pissed off about it because it turns out to be rat's blood. So they all have to revisit memories about when they crashed a frat party. Then Arya uses the play to get closer to Mr. Fitz, but that wasn't good because she was like kind of taking over the play directing, and that's like Ezra's job, and she messed up several times, and so yeah, they had a little bit of a blow up after. Then Hannah and Caleb kiss, and then the police come after the girls in the end with some questions. So, like I said, they showed up. It's like, this is a signature. This is rat's blood. Let's go down to the station and talk about it. So, we cut to the A's ending with four cages are shown in A's house, and with a rat in each of them with the name of the liars. The rat missing from the cage is Spencer's name. So, we are alleged to think that they're going after Spencer. And which is correct. So, and Mona, I think it was kind of funny that Mona was like, I don't have to play a rude person or that doesn't care about anything. I was like, Bish, please, you are built for that character. Literally. And so, anyway, this was like a C, it was a C episode, to be honest. I didn't really give a shit. The whole Hannah and Caleb kissing thing, because, like, also, the way they're dodging Ashley throughout the house is kind of funny because, like, Ashley came into the bathroom while Cable was in the shower and Hannah was in there just trying to find something. So, literally, they were like, so she had to jump in the shower with him, like, fully clothed, which I thought was kind of funny as hell. And so, so literally, they were like, she had to put her hand on his mouth while he was in the shower. He was obviously in the shower naked and she was like fully clothed. And when he turned around after Ashley left, she looked at her at his butt and went and smiled. And I was like, girl, what is happening right now? So anyway, that was the funny part of the episode. I don't know if it's in this one or the next one. I don't know. But anyway, it's starting to blur together, if I'm being honest with you. So anyway, we've got episode 19, A Person of Interest. After a shocking revelation from the police, the spotlight is now turned on the four liars who look be like crying wolf. But with everything pointed to Ian, how could the girls be wrong? I hate these stupid ass, like, things when they do that in the description. I was like, they just copied from TV Guide or something stupid. Like, you can tell like a fan did not print this out. I mean, type this up. This is so damn dumb. But anyway. Or it could be another, and they go like, or could this be another game by A, playing with them? But the cops are now demanding answers from Arya, Emily, Hannah, and Spencer. The girls come clean about A, or some of the secrets better left buried. So the police take a special interest in Spencer, who accuses Ian of murder. The truth surrounding what happened in Hilton Head is revealed. So basically, Ian and Melissa went because Melissa got an abortion because she was, like, younger and scared and didn't want to have a baby with him. And so there's that. Meanwhile, the secret relationships take a toll on some of the liars while others blossom. Hannah loses her V card to Caleb. Love is not for the faint of heart. At the end of the episode, Toby and Spencer kiss, which she gets home. The cops are there. The secret is revealed that her and Ian were hooking up. A and D. A watches the footage of the girls receiving A text while eating popcorn and replaying the video. So they're trying to figure out. So Toby and Spencer were at a motel because of 214, and so they think what's her face was in there, Jenna, because the bag was in there when they got into the room. And so they played Scrabble, and Toby totally kicked her ass playing Scrabble, which was kind of funny. And then we have, let's see, then Dylan brought one pair of pajamas, and Toby asked Spencer, like, do you want top or bottom? And he's like, I'm just kidding, I'll take bottom. So Spencer takes top. I was like, y'all didn't pack for that. But anyway, they fell asleep together. But nothing, like, happened. But also, it happened between Caleb and Hannah, because they went camping in the woods, and Caleb was kind of shocked that she knew how to camp. And so she said, like, I went to fat camp for 5 summers, so, like, I know what I'm doing. And so we also know that Allison was in Hilton Head at the same time as Ian, and foreshadowing, Ian and Melissa didn't stay in the same room. So, because in the future episode, Melissa let it slip, like, I had a great view of the ocean. And she said, but there's only one part of the building that faced the ocean, the other faced the golf course, or something like that. And Ian said, like, I had a great view of the golf course, like the whole nine. Anyway. This was a better episode, so I gave it, like, a B. But anyway, it was a really good episode. But, like, I was like, I understand with the cops and stuff, like, they're not believing because, like, they're supposed to be 16 in this. I'm just like, okay, that's fine. So, anyway, episode 20, Someone to Watch Over Me. As the heat is turning up on the suspicion surrounding Spencer, the girls must come to a reality that they are not the only ones hiding secrets in Rosewood. No shit, Sherlock. Emily and Arya overhear Caleb arguing with someone on the phone about Hannah. It's like, I can't do this anymore. I'm out. And that's right after he did it with her. So they tell Hannah, and they believe it was a girl. And soon they see Jenna with a pendant that Hannah thought Caleb was intended for her. So also, Ashley busted Caleb and Hannah. And so, but in the end, she decided that, like, oh, yeah, y'all can stay. I forgot to say that. But anyway, so Hannah confronts Caleb, and he says he's been spying for Jenna, and she kicks him out of the house for good. Later, Hannah runs into Jenna in the school restroom and slaps her. That was great. Jenna cries, and this is the second time we see her actual face, like her eyes. Then Arya's mom finds out that Arya is dating someone because she sent a Bronn text message and tries to find out him, like, playfully, but, like, Arya's like, please don't do that. She's like, okay, fine. Then Arya's dad soon joins the investigation and nearly finds out about Ezra until Arya's parents fight a relationship prior into Arya's life, reversing their reconciliation, which Mike is not very happy about. And so Mike's been a little bit, like, of an asshole, but he's kind of better about it. But then when they started fighting again, he kind of blows up at Arya about it. That kid's got some anger issues, honestly. Like, he should go to therapy. Because, spoiler alert, they ought to go to therapy in season two. Anyway, then Ian encourages Spencer to run away, and Toby asks her not to. Spencer's mother tells Spencer that the police have new evidence against her, but that she thinks Spencer is innocent, but not really. And, then we cut to where Emily and Paige reconciles herself as to being gay. So, but then, okay, I'm getting way too much ahead of myself. Then you have the A ending where A smashes a glass heart with Hannah's name on it and puts it in the box with a letter to Hannah. With, like, some mint glue. It's like, try to put the pieces back together, girl. Basically. And, so that happened. And we also found out that, later on, that pendant is actually a thumb drive. But I don't know if I'm jumping ahead or not. So, episode 21. So, called Monsters in the End. Did I say give a B episode? Anyway, I do. So, Arya discovers that Ezra was once engaged to a girl in college called Jackie Molina. So, basically, Arya just entered his apartment. She's been doing this, like, a lot. Just literally just walk into his apartment because he leaves the key underneath the mat like a complete idiot. Like, that's the most obvious thing where people want to break into someone's house. Like, let's check underneath the mat. Like, oh my God. I didn't think people even did that in 2011. Anyway. So, she enters the apartment, is looking for something, and then she just came across on the computer because her arm hit the mouse, and then she just happened to see it. Then we cut to where Paige gets hurt when Emily cancels a date with her to the Founders Festival. Then Emily finds a storage locker key and a snow globe that Allie gave her, and she remembered it through a flashback. There's a lot of flashbacks in this series, and I don't mind it, honestly. Then we cut to where Kayla comes to the Marin's home to drop off a letter for Hannah and lets Ashley know that he is leaving Rosewood to go to Arizona to find his either mom or dad. But Ashley suggests that he deliver to Hannah in person, so Hannah doesn't want to see him, so she ditches, and so Mona takes a letter from him and rips it up and puts it in the trash and pours, like, a drink on it. Then we cut to where Spencer finds out that some more information about Ian, Melissa, and Allison at Hilton Head while preparing for the festival. That's when he's sitting on the opposite sides and calls Ian out and Melissa out. And then, so then she's supposed to meet with Toby, but someone traps Spencer in the funhouse. She gets a message saying, like, hey, my phone died. This is Toby. Meet me and the funhouse. And she gets trapped in there. Then Ian, quote-unquote, rescues her. And then, so Spencer's parents doesn't want Spencer to be with Toby because it looks bad. But she's like, F it, and sees Toby and unites with Toby, and they share a kiss in front of her parents. Then the girls visit the storage room where they find Allison's old lunchbox and containing a flash drive. While watching it, they discover that someone has been spying on them for a long time. Then we cut to our A ending where A swipes a key from underneath Ezra's doormat. So, that's why I was kind of like, why do people even do that? That's so freaking stupid. This was like I'm gonna give this an A- episode. They were very into giving the people that were like jesters with face makeup on the entire episode, like when at the Founders part, like they were hell-bent on that. And then also when they were setting up for the Founders ball while the girls were at the grill, Spencer got this feeling that someone was watching them, which someone was watching them. And, anyway, I guess it's like an A minus because Ian was trying to have the hero. I was like, I don't know. The vibe of Ian always pissed me off. I never. Mm-mm. So anyway, let's jump to the season finale, which is episode 22, For Whom the Bell Tolls. So on this flash drive, the girls decide that it's time for to finally put an end to A and the mystery surrounding Allison. So they see that the whole Jenna thing, where she was taking advantage of Toby. You see that, and she audibly says, like, you know, da 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 da. I was like, oh shit. So also the girls run into Garrett, who is a police officer who I thought was Emily's friend because that's what they alluded to, but it turns out he's actually like making out with Jen. I was like, what's with these older men, these young girls? I'm like, it makes no fucking sense. Anyway, so Spencer buys a prepaid phone and uses it to tell Ian that they found a video in the country of the park with 10 grand. Arya's mother has a get together with all the teachers, but Arya is shocked to see Ezra's past love show up. Also, Ezra is quitting at the school and going to work at the college. But then the ex-fiance shows up and Arya is pissed, man. She is so pissed. So Melissa senses that something's wrong with Ian, but can't find her phone. So Spencer offers to drive her to the church to find it. Along the way, they have a car accident. And so after Emily, Hannah, and Arya and Garrett go to the park to find Ian, a messenger shows up and gives them the money instead of Ian. Back at the church, Spencer finds Ian and he chases her to the top of the tower and feels that he knocked out Allison unconscious and attacked her. Then a hooded figure shows up, arrives. A hooded figure arrives and pushes Ian off the tower, seemingly offing him, but the only police show up, they think the girls are lying because Ian is nowhere to be found. So this was a really good episode. I gave it an A+ because I was not expecting that, because Garrett seemed like a nice person, but he's not. I was kind of shooketh the whole time. It was, I forgot how insane the show was. I really did. But overall, it was a really good episode. But the liars don't know that Garrett is with Jenna. So it's very, very interesting. Like, very, very interesting. So anyway, it was really good season. I gave it like a strong B+. There was a lot of filler episodes I didn't think that was needed. Also, Paige was struggling to come out. And so she wanted to meet with this person at another college to like talk about it, and then she doesn't show up, and so Emily just gets like a brief overview but doesn't go like in detail. Then Paige gets upset by that, but also the blonde girl, I can't remember her name, let's say Simone or something, and Emily like hit it off, and Paige gets jealous about that, and yeah, so there was that as well. So anyway, it was a really good episode. And also, Emily might be moving to Texas because her dad got extended stay over there for training for a year. And said they want to move there for a year. So yeah, really good episode, really good season. And that's it for this episode of my podcast. I hope y'all have enjoyed it. And we'll catch y'all in the next one, whenever that is. Bye.